Constraints on small-scale primordial density fluctuation from cosmic microwave background through dark matter annihilation, by Masahiro Kawasaki et al. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, observation by the Planck satellite precisely determines primordial curvature fluctuations on larger scales than 0.1 meteriga parsec, while the small-scale curvature fluctuation is still less constrained. The constraint on small-scale fluctuations is highly improved if we assume the standard thermal relic dark matter scenario. When small-scale fluctuations are large enough, dense regions collapse to form small halos even in a redshift ZGTRSI meter 10 cubed, which is called ultra-compact mini-halos. These mini-halos enhance the annihilation of the dark matter and it is constrained by observations such as extragalactic gamma rays in the CMB. We revisit the effect of mini-halos formed by the small-scale density fluctuations and calculate the ionization history modified by the dark matter annihilation. We perform the Markov chain Monte Carlo method to constrain the size of small-scale curvature fluctuations by the CMB power spectrum. It is found that the constraint from the CMB power spectrum is comparable to that from the extragalactic gamma rays. We confirm that our constraint mainly comes from the energy injection in early time, ZGTRSI meter 100, and hence it is independent of the uncertainty of mini-halo properties in the late time. This was constraints on small-scale primordial density fluctuation from cosmic microwave background through dark matter annihilation, by Masahiro Kawasaki et al.